this is not the first virtual show, though, that the Claussen has done in this time of pandemic, though, right? Or...
Well, it's actually the second. The first one was a virtual show of photography by two student photographers, Noah Sullivan and Tatum Hagerman. And once I put that together, I figured we could try and continue to move forward with the upcycled show. And so we put that on virtually as well, although we had really hoped that we could do it here in the museum. But we were pretty pleased with the quality and the number of submissions, and it's been a fun project to work with.
And Petersburg Plastic Groups was involved in getting this going as well, I think? Or
yeah, the Reduce Plastic Use Petersburg Group came to me and asked if we could put together a show, and the focus for this wasn't just, they were actually focusing on fabric for this show, but they didn't want to just focus on art. They really were interested in functional items that were made from fabrics, and that could be curtains, tablecloths, old clothing, you know, sacks, whatever, and then repurposed into something that could still be used, would be attractive, but also had a functional purpose. And folks rose to the challenge. It was really pretty fun to see what people came up with.
They submitted pictures of a wide range from clothing to face masks and other things, right?
Well, a shadow box, rugs, and some of the, well, all of the items look really well crafted. It was a lot of fun to see the diversity and creativity. Yeah, folks, and it was fun to hear the stories behind some of the items, too.
So the show is, it's an online thing. It's something people can only watch with an online connection, right?
That's true.
Okay.
I have created a Claussen Museum YouTube page. Right now there's only two things on it, but it doesn't hurt to have that there. And we're hoping that maybe in the future we can do some more virtual exhibits. We don't have anything specific in the hopper right now, but I think this is going to go on for a while, and it's one more way of expanding our connection to the community, so we'd like to continue to do that.
Anything else important to highlight about the show?
Just I think that the Reduced Plastic Use group has a good message, and I think that people are kind of seeing that we don't need to have as much as we think we need, and we can reuse things not only effectively, but attractively. And so, you know, kind of spark some people's creativity and see what they can come up with and keep things out of the landfill.